Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the Endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new methods to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the Endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Gloria Parker, Chief Technology Officer of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here this morning.
Thanks for joining us. And also joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Deborah Cameron. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Gloria, most people have probably heard of HUD, but I'm not sure that everyone would know the breadth of its activities. Could you describe its mission and activities for us, please?
Sure. HUD's mission is to provide a decent, safe, and sanitary home and suitable living environment for every American. And we do that through our programs of creating opportunities for home ownership. We also provide housing assistance for low-income persons. We work to create, rehabilitate, and maintain the nation's affordable housing. And we enforce the nation's fair housing laws, as well as helping the homeless and trying to move the homeless from their situations into decent housing. We also are focused on spurring the economic growth in distressed neighborhoods. And we do that through some of our grants initiatives. And finally, we are very focused on helping local communities meet their own development needs. So that's pretty much what HUD is about.
Gloria, as the first Chief Technology Officer at HUD, could you describe for our listeners your main responsibilities?
My main responsibility is ensure that HUD is utilizing information technology in the most advantageous way in order to support the mission of our agency. And I'm responsible for not only the operations of IT, at HUD, which of course includes the whole infrastructure and the networks, but I'm also responsible for the capital planning process, IT investment management, as well as our e-government strategies and implementation, IT security, and our enterprise architecture, which we have recently folded into our capital planning process.
How big is your team?
We have about almost 300 HUD employees, and approximately throughout the infrastructure, somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,500 contract employees.
You've also served as the Chief Information Officer for the department. What are the key differences between your role as a CIO and a CTO?
Well, both of these positions are extremely important, and they really complement each other. The CIO, as you know from the Clinger-Cohen Act of 1996, the CIO reports directly to the head of the agency. And at HUD right now, the CIO, as a political appointee, has direct access to the secretary. This is extremely important because HUD needs to view IT as a very integral part of doing business and supporting the priorities of this administration. So this day-to-day close interaction assures us that we're providing the correct technical solutions for the business problems of HUD. My role as the CTO is to plan, guide, and execute HUD's information technology programs, and working directly with the now CIO, we work together to ensure that all of our IT strategies and goals are in line with the administration's goals to achieve HUD's mission.
Gloria, I know you've had a very interesting career. Could you tell us about the different experiences you've had?
Yeah, I have had a great career. I started my career in 1975 with the IBM Corporation as a systems engineer trainee. And while at IBM, I worked in several industries. I started my career in the banking industry. Although it sounds like I'm going to date myself, I was responsible for some of the first ATMs that went into the banking community. And I also, at IBM, worked in in industries such as utilities, higher education, insurance, and learned a lot in those industries. While at IBM, I also moved from systems engineering into marketing and enjoyed a very productive career in marketing. In fact, while I was there in the marketing arena, I won was awarded IBM's Golden Circle Award, which awards the top 1% of all the marketing people in the country for IBM. I taught entry marketing training to the new reps and systems engineers coming into IBM. I did that stint in Dallas, Texas. And I moved into management, first line management, systems engineering manager, and then eventually as a marketing manager and account executive. And throughout the last few years of my career at IBM, I spent time managing very large organizations across regions and across the country, such as telecommunications and industry sectors such as higher education and healthcare. After I decided to leave IBM to start my own business, and that was an interesting venture. I think in retrospect, when I do that again, if ever, I will be more focused on the types of businesses I want to get involved in. But it was a very fruitful time and learned a lot. And as a result of my work in that environment, I moved on into Tandem Computers and worked there for about 18 months before a person who I had trained and developed in IBM, who became a White House fellow while working in my organization within IBM, eventually became a political appointee in the Department of Education. And he needed an IT director at education, and he called me. And I had never served in the public sector before, nor had I worked in any public sector environments. So my first reaction was no. But I taught him well at IBM and taught him how to be persistent. And so as you can imagine, based on my teaching and mentoring him, he was able to woo me into the government. And I came into the Department of Education as the deputy CIO. And that was in the end of 1994, beginning 1995. At the Department of Education, I had a great time putting in place my vision for IT at the Department of Education, and then eventually moved over to the Department of HUD to become their CIO. And that was in 1998.
What was the transition like from leaving a private sector organization and coming to government?
I had not had any, really had not had any experiences in public sector. So I really didn't understand the bureaucracy. I really didn't understand the language. And I needed to really understand the mechanics and how things worked. And I clearly learned that very quickly. But I think that one of the major positives that I saw in moving to the public sector was I was able to bring a lot of knowledge and skills that I developed at IBM. IBM invests very heavily and training and developing its employees. And as a result, there were many, many benefits that I was able to bring to the Department of Education. And while working at the Department of Education, because of my background experience, I was able to put a whole new vision in place for IT at education and actually saw that vision being carried out. And that was extremely fulfilling for me. I tend to look at public sector as an opportunity for change, and I am a change agent. And when you're working in an environment where you actually can see your ideas become reality, it's very rewarding. So that was one of the positives in the transition.
Is it harder to do change in the public sector than the private sector?
If you don't change in the private sector, you're not able to keep up with the market. Yeah, you can't keep your margins. You can't keep your market share. So you're constantly changing and competing. But government at the time that I came in was ready to change. And I think one way I can look at it is just about everybody in private sector eventually becomes a change agent, whether they want to be one or not. Public sector is not quite that fluid. So coming into public sector for me was really an opportunity to literally see my own efforts causing major and significant change, as opposed to constant change that, in my opinion, goes on in private sector, typically put in place by the corporation itself or just the market itself forcing change.
Often people describe the long time it takes for the government to change and the frustrations that come from not being able to see things through. And yet you're saying you were able to accomplish these things in what appears to be a relatively short amount of time. How did you do this?
I said I brought a lot of skills from IBM, and one of the skills, having been in marketing and IBM and having marketed to executives while at IBM, we learned how to influence people to make better decisions and to understand the benefits of information technology and why change was necessary. There's not a lot of marketing that goes on in the public sector, and I believe that my ability to market to the principals in the agencies where I've been and help them to understand the overall benefits of the investments in technology and the changes in the vision that I had put in place, it helped me to gain their support and to begin to move my vision forward.
That's a good stopping point. Rejoin us in a few minutes as we continue our conversation with Gloria Parker of HUD. How do citizens benefit from e-government? We'll ask Gloria when the Business of Government Hour returns.